President Obama spoke to Wall Street's financial community on Monday. Yesterday, he had a different audience. Auto workers at a General Motors small car plant in Ohio and a big AFL-CIO convention in Pittsburgh. The president pointed to workers being called back by GM as a hopeful sign for the economy. And Mr. Obama said that a healthcare overhaul is a critical part of long-term economic security. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president is both defending his economic policies and pressing for a health care plan that has a tough road ahead in Congress. At the Lordstown plant, he cited the government aid General Motors got without using the words bailout or takeover. Instead, he spoke of the benefits workers are already seeing thanks to that and the Cash for Clunkers program.
Because of the steps we've taken, this plant is about to shift into high gear.
He noted that Lordstown Assembly went from three shifts in the summer of 08 down to one shift this year, but is now preparing to bring back more than 1,000 workers in a few weeks to work on the line building the Chevy Cobalt small car.
And next year, this plant will begin production of the Chevy Cruze, a new car that will get more than 40 miles per gallon. I just sat in the car. I asked for the keys. They wouldn't give me the keys.
42-year-old Marisola Gonzalez was among a group of a dozen workers who sat down for a private discussion with the president at the plant.
I felt really good about what the president had to say. You know, I think he realized how important the car industry is to the U.S.
But she also said Mr. Obama didn't sugarcoat his answer when he was asked about the prospects of bringing back to the U.S. the manufacture of all kinds of products that are now mostly built overseas.
He, you know, tried to make the point that some things can never be made in America and sold because the labor is so cheap in other countries. You know, their way of life is so much different than ours, or so, you know, lower standards, that some things can never be made in America.
But she said the president told them that what can be made in America should be and will be made in America. From Ohio, the president flew to Pittsburgh in the AFL-CIO convention, where today Richard Trumka takes over for the retiring John Sweeney as the president of the nation's largest labor federation. Mr. Obama proudly called himself a friend of the House of Labor as he spoke of the current difficult economic climate.
So I know times are still tough for working people. I know too many people are still looking for work or worried they'll be the next ones let go. But the Recovery Act is making a difference. We've stopped our economic freefall.
On health care, polls show that Americans with coverage are concerned that they might not like changes that are made to the system. The president told this union audience that they're already making trade-offs. They can't negotiate pay hikes, he said, because of the rising cost of their health plans.
That's not just the fault of the employer. It's the fault of a broken health care system that's sucking up all the money. When are we going to stop it? When are we going to say enough is enough?
The president came here to fire up his political base. The labor movement was a key element of his election. Now he hopes to harness it as he spends the fall fighting for the top item on his domestic agenda. Don Gagne, NPR News, Pittsburgh.